Nobody's titty but my own. Yeah, you gonna suck mine the way you just bit that right there? You, if I pull it out, you gonna suck it.
I bit that. I didn't suck it. So if you want to
don't bite it. But I'm just saying, the way you put shit in your mouth that don't belong to you is the point that I was making.
It's in my house.
It's in your house. It's yours.
It's mine.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I feel violated. All right. So, Ebony didn't give any feedback on that, and we're not entertaining it anymore.
On what?
The person that we are shaming now.
Oh, because she left. She walked away.
It went from being your celebrity dish to shame.
I don't think he should be shamed. If he likes his booty hole massage.
You didn't hear the last part.
You walked away from the rest of the story.
Yeah, because I broke up with him that fast.
Right there. He was rubbing on her, and so she just didn't do it anymore. Then, okay, if you rub somebody's booty hole one time, you think they ain't gonna come back and think they can't rub on you?
First of all, she never said that she did it. Bitch, shut up.
Shut up. I'm not even
gonna get it out. Get it out.
The thing about it, as a business owner, we know all money ain't good money. All money is not good. So after the
hey, Ebony, let's try this right here.
Can you do this? Can you do this?
Can you take the Twizzler and put it in your mouth and bite it and then pull it out? Let me see.
I had a Twizzler pull my tooth out, so they trying to be funny and shit.
Look, I'm missing the side tooth too. Look, that ain't no side tooth.
Bitch, give me 45 days. I've been trying to work on the other shit. Give me 45 days, bitch. I'm going to have all brand new teeth. Give me 45 days.
Dude, turn your guitar to a violin. Let's get in this topic. This is our topic. This was another write-in topic. If you have to go to school for everything, why is relationships and love not a course?
Man, ain't that that's some gospel right there. Whoever wrote that, I high five you. You win a prize.
That you win a prize.
That's some true shit right
Let's
there.
Go, Sharika. You the guest.
Why is it not a course?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go to school for everything else that got to do with your life. Why not?
And you used to have sex, right. It wasn't really talking about shit.
It wasn't talking about fucking. It was talking about what happens when you fuck, when you fuck a dirty dick. You know, it was talking about that kind of shit.
The shit that scared you did not fuck.
Mm-hmm. It scared me. I was scared. But then I was still pregnant at 15.
Wasn't that motherfucker?
Okay. Okay. Oh, you one of the ones that didn't listen.
I mean, actually,
you one of them motherfuckers wanted to try it out.
Actually, not. It's neither. I actually was the responsible one. I went and told my older sister, I think I want to have sex. Can you put me on birth control pills? I went and did everything because I see my friends was out there. My friends was wild. And I was trying to be responsible. So I ended up getting sick, getting put on antibiotics and didn't know that antibiotics can, you know, counteract the birth control and the condom broke. And that's how I ended up with a baby. But I was actually trying to be responsible because my friends, that one right there, they were some hoes. Them bitches was fucking.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes.
You can't even hold your lip to the side long enough because you know it's a lie.
Okay.
You know, as far as, you know, relationships and the education that goes with relationships, you know, I'm a mom of two adult children and there was no relationship, there was no book on this. You know what I'm saying? The things that were important, the things that I needed, a lot of money management thing, all that stuff should have been in school.
All of it. Credit. Important of credit.
They definitely should talk to us about credit cards.
Trial and error. We learn by messing up and then getting better.
Yep.
But we should.
So learning all of that and knowing all of that, why is relationships and love not a course in school? Like, why is it not? I'm not talking about the home economics and the sex ed of it. I'm talking about how to maintain, sustain, be respectful, you know.
Because love, relationships is different from for every individual. How can you teach a course on love when love...
It don't have to be if they teach it.
Yeah, because sales are different. There's different type of sales. There's all kinds of variety of everything that is a college education course.
If they can format these religions, then they can format a course on how you should treat people.
Tupac has a whole course.
But then that goes to the importance of it. So that means that it's not important.
It's really about teaching values. It's about teaching values.
Right.
You know, morals and values.
As young black females and young black ladies, we understand at this age the things that we needed, that was not there, you know.
Right.
There's not a lot of importance put on those things. And so we do go through a trial and error. We hope that our parents can give us some tools, but we know now that our parents weren't always right either.
Right.
So we learn basically by trial and error, you know, which is horrible, but... Who gonna teach the course on love and whatever y'all talking about there?
You know, there's all these relationship gurus out here. You know what I'm saying? Teach a course.
There are professionals.
Oh, okay. You can. You raise your hand.
I'm getting ready to have some feminine energy courses.
Oh, tell us about it. Tell us about it.
I'm gonna have some classes to address feminine energy because that's something that I'm into
right now.
And I figure there's probably other women like me. So that's definitely on the agenda. So probably take about 10 people per class. I don't want a lot. 10 people per class, maybe once a month. So that's something that I'm looking into to help us.
All right.
I think that makes sense because a lot of women exude masculine energy because they've had to do everything all on their own by themselves. Correct. So they don't know how to be in a relationship as a woman. I didn't know. That's a good class to teach. Go ahead then.
Tell us more about what you do, because you know we've invited you to the show and everyone's like, oh yeah, Sharika Brown's on the show, but who is Sharika Brown? What does she do? Why are you even a guest?
Man, what do I do? What I can almost say, what don't I do?
Okay.
I've done a lot of things throughout these years and I've learned so much throughout these years. I've worked with people for 20 plus years. As a profession, and so the energy and the vibrations and moving into more of the healing, that's because I went on my own journey of healing. So now I can be, you know, turn student to teacher and kind of share my experience with others to help others get better, heal and get better.
Okay. As you crush the popcorn, you're so disrespectful right now.
I'm sorry. I thought we was going global and international. No, go ahead though, because you speaking. I'm just drunk and I need to soak up this alcohol. So you go ahead. Okay. But you know, just to address the energy part of it, you know, because I know that's why I'm here. Sacred energy and sexual energy, all those things are relevant every day.
Well, you know, Sharika, last week we had a guest on the show that tried to tell us about, you know, getting the spirits off of you. So it's so refreshing to have somebody on here who know what the fuck they talking about.
Hell yeah, because that...
He just
fucked the shit out of them to get the other energy off of
him. Mm-hmm. Ebony's bread delivery guy listens to the show and then hit the inbox talking about he was a energy exchange expert.
He was channeling energy, huh?
He was channeling motherfucking high school dropout, can't read, and just experience something one time and think he know everything. He listened to the audible book.
An older woman turned him out, and so he felt like he knew some shit and he didn't know shit.
That don't even make sense though. I feel like I've been with some people that turned me out, UJ. But
she said UJ.
I'll be having to give
us because he had that Bloody Mary.
That Bloody Mary was serious.
That Bloody Mary was serious.
I mean, UJ, I thank you for appreciating him and knowing who he is. And I said, UJ, yes.
Well, bitch, how many others?
He changed my life. He ran with you things a different way. So the sensuality of it all.
That was the sensuality.
He might have been the most sensual person that I've been with. And with him being older than me.
Just my crush growing daily.
I think he's probably 50 now. I think he taught me some things about sensuality that I didn't even know because I was just young. And I was like, oh, I get to be. Because
you were a hoe. Hoes don't know about sensuality.
No, bitch. Yeah, you know, it was within my seven-year single period, you know, when I was out there in them streets. And I had a guy to tell me, you know, one of our hookups, you know, one of my hookups. And he told me, dang, I thought we were just coming to fuck, but you made love to me. And I was like, what? And when he told me that, it changed everything. It changed the way I pulled.
She was like, oh, I did that on accident. Yeah.
So after I went on this experience of, you know, figuring out my sexuality and all that stuff, understanding the power in that.
Yes.
It can't go to everybody. It can't be spread so thin because my power is too big. And so I had to understand that about myself.
That's
ooh,
right.
My power. Ooh. Because I've had somebody say, CW, I knew that you was feeling me on that time because, and you didn't even have to say it, I just felt it. CW said that, and our relationship hasn't been the same since because a few weeks after that, I left and got married. But he was like,
her shit was like powerful and magnifying, and this talking about something, and I left. And I put some whole shit.
They are somewhere else, you know? And so, anyway, I appreciate you today.
I don't know why, because you just dissected her story and turned it to the wrong, and it was so positive.
But I will say that I had a session with Sharika on Friday.
Okay, what kind of session?
And it was, apparently I've been saying it wrong.
Wait a minute, time out. What do you
no,
say?
We say Reiki. Everybody says Reiki, but that's not the proper way.
Okay,
to
can
say
you
it.
Tell us the proper way to say it?
You can say Reiki.
But what is the proper Reiki. Way?
Mm-hmm. A Reiki healing session is what you had.
But what is the proper way? You just schooled us on it a while back.
Oh, so a little bit about Reiki?
No, how do you say it's a pronounced a different way?
Reiki. Like rye bread, Reiki.
Okay, all right.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, all right. That's the proper way to
so
say
tell our listeners what Reiki is.
Okay, so Reiki is basically a old traditional healing practice. We have seven chakras that align our body from our crown down to our root chakra, which is like right below the tailbone pelvic area. So these chakras exude energy from the time we were born.
Mm-hmm.
We are energy when we were born, right? Vibration, cells, everything coming together, forming to make us who we are. That doesn't stop when we get adults.
Right.
Still got vibrations and energy around you all the time. I just happen to be one of those people that can feel it.
Okay.
A lot of times when I'm out in public, I have to get away from everybody so I can release all that energy that I've absorbed from all the people around me. So Reiki is just one of those things where I can feel it. You come in, I put you in a really safe space, really comforting, really confident, and just say, so you're safe and protected to do whatever you need to do while you're on the table. I've had people scream out on the table. I had a 23-year-old young lady. You know, my daughter's 22, my son's 24. I had a 23-year-old young lady that just wept and cried from all her traumas. But she wanted to not take that into her marriage that was coming. So it's just a very intense self-awareness, check yourself, what's going on with you. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but you. Type of energy. And okay. So it's pretty cool that people come
and
to me,
in that
me to
popcorn.
Tell them about themselves.
Okay, so I'm going to pause you, Ms. Brown. Okay, I'm going to pause you. Yes. So, Tasha, tell us about your experience.
So, my experience was very nice. I learned some things, but it wasn't it wasn't really surprising. Like, what she gave me wasn't surprising at all. I felt like it was dead on. What was surprising is that, first of all, I didn't really know. You know, I was quiet in the beginning because I wasn't really sure if I was supposed to be talking back or not, or just being. And so when you start asking me questions, then I knew I was supposed to be responding. So that's why I was quiet in the beginning. But anyway, I didn't expect to feel the heat from the energy. Mm-hmm. And so when she was working with like my root chakra, I could feel like heat, like right over my tailbone. Mm-hmm. Or when she would touch one of my feet, I could feel like when she would touch one foot, it was hot. And when she would touch the other one, it would be ice cold. Like, I could feel that. And mm-hmm. that was the only thing that I felt that was unexpected, of the experience that was unexpected. I didn't expect to feel the energy, like the heat like that. The hot and cold. And then when she started telling me, like, your root chakra is hot and it keeps going back and forth. It was warming up and then it kept going back and forth. And she was like, You need to make a decision and stick with it.
Yeah, and I was just like, you don't know, wow. If you wanna be a hoe or not.
Since my pussy been in my pocket for 4 years and you've been dilly dallying your pussy all around town, I think it's pretty clear.
No, I was just asking, was that the decision?
Why was that the question?
I mean, just because, you know what I'm saying?
Anywho, question. I ain't the one that been passing my pussy around like pennies in the street, baby.
Listen.
Let me make me read you while you're booing. No, let me finish talking about my session.
Yes, because that's what we want. Yes, I'm sorry. I really interrupted. Anyway,
rude bitches.
I just said I apologize.
And then when as she moved up, I meant to have my little sacred card in front of me, but my next three chakras were she was using sacral. The word sacral, the plexus, and the next
solar plexus. Mm-hmm.
And my
solar
heart
plexus. Yeah,
those were all numb. Is the word that she was using.
So I already know your decision on the fucking because you're numb to it. Okay, I got it. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Why am I sitting next to this bitch right now? Anyway.
You're going to win a meal for me.
Anyway, it's 5 minutes. But as she was saying, you know, talking about what those chakras meant and what, you know, those. But and then it was crazy because when she got like to my throat and my third eye and crown, they were very active.
Yes.
My throat chakra was so active, like. My crown, like it was over, like it was trying to get, couldn't even get out what this right. wanted to do. And
right.
But she said it wasn't disorganized.
Confusing. It wasn't confusing.
She said it was very organized. I just needed to prioritize it.
Okay.
So it was very eye opening. And then she sent me some work to do, some homework, some after work to do.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so right. I really enjoyed it.
I'm gonna need
it.
Your information after the show.
I really enjoyed mm-hmm. it. It was dope. It was really dope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So.
I can't wait to do the next one to see if I've made progress because I've been trying to do the work.
And that's the thing about it. Reiki is not one of those things you got to put on a weekly schedule or a monthly schedule. If you know you need to come and check yourself from the last time or you just want to come in and, you know, because a lot of times we don't relax. We don't do enough self-care to just take care of yourself. Yep. So Reiki is an experience that you're almost teleported out of your day-to-day routine when you come into my environment, and I'm going to create a space where you can just be.
That's awesome. We don't get that. I can't wait. I can't wait to have a session.
It was dope.
I hadn't ever heard of it, and so especially with me being out of the loop and not having the connections in Oklahoma that I would normally have, I probably would have been and known about this, but because I'm here and I can't see and touch y'all like I would like, I hadn't heard of it. And so I was like, knowing what your name is, I thought, okay, she didn't name the massage after her. I didn't know what the hell it was. And then I had to research it because I did not know.
Thank you.
And then so when I thought about that, I was like, and then after I researched it and I thought about it, I was like, damn, I personally don't feel like I would ever be able to give to be a practitioner because I already take on people's energy. I don't know how I would be able to get through life with taking on someone's energy every day. Like, how do you cleanse yourself with taking on so much energy? Absolutely.
Man, she is drunk and she asked that great ass question. I'm so proud of you.
And she didn't slur through it.
Bitch,
then she back to the drunk.
Bitch, I'm so right proud of you. Bitch, hey,
Great job, and great question.
Bitch, that's the second time today that you done showed your true self.
After about my first three sessions, not knowing what to expect, I actually reached out to my Reiki healer and, asked how do I cleanse my energy better? Because you got to understand, I do a lot of self-care already. I've learned that about myself that it's required. I deal with clients in my real world outside of Reiki. So I've been with kids and families for 20 plus years, literally. Okay, so I've been doing energy for a long time.
I have a question. Do I know you're a Reiki healer?
You said, do you know? I don't think so. Her name is Ayana.
Okay, no, I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I was being nosy. I was wondering if it was a him.
Okay, no. So, some of the things that I do, I take a lot of bubble baths. I use a lot of essential oils. I rubbed on a little essential oil before we started just to clear my energy. I go outside. I will ground, walk barefoot outside because connection with the earth is always great. I plant. I dance around my house. So I do music, a lot of music. So just the things that I've learned over the years, I paint, as y'all can see my paint wall.
I see it.
Yes, this is my paint. So that's some of the things that I've learned to do along the way. And so all these things, you almost have a toolbox of things, right? Okay. I have a toolbox of things that I can go to. This conversation has been heavily about sex. Sex is probably in my toolbox. Mm-hmm. As far as balancing and making sure that, my juices is flowing properly and everything.
Got to make sure the juices flow.
Yeah. So one of the things that I ask, for the clients to do before they come is to do an action, physical action. Detox yourself, drink water, things like that. Clean out that drawer that you've been looking at that's been super cluttered for 12 months. Clean it out. A physical action prior to coming to the session to show that your willingness to get something done. So you're already coming. So that's showing that you're willing to start making some moves. But do a physical action. So now when you leave and you open that drawer after the session, it's all cleaned and cleared out. You can breathe.
Yes.
And I've been doing that since I left too. Came back cleaning out drawers.
Me too.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I'm cleaning out
a whole house. I just want the people to come pick up all the shit. Yeah. I ain't even playing. I'm not playing
this song. Well, tell them that the song you play is okay. By Kim. She played this song when I first got on the table, and she was like, listen to these words, but listen to them in regards to you, like not anybody else.
Okay.
And then I've heard that song a million times, and I love this song. But to listen to it and have nobody in mind but me and singing these lyrics to me, it was a whole different experience.
Okay. What's the time frame of your client intake? Like, if I have an appointment at 1:00, when is the next appointment?
At least an hour in between.
I separate my clients about 2 hours apart.
Okay.
That gives me enough time to cleanse my own energy, give me enough time to cleanse the room. So I plan them about 2 hours apart.
Okay.
I had a young lady come from Tulsa, and she wanted to bring her cousin. So they're coming from Tulsa, and they're together, right? They were coming for a wedding. So they did their sessions together. So I'm actually looking at offering like a couple type.
Okay, so that's my appointment.
It has to be somebody you trust with your energy, right?
Yes.
So one was on the table. I did the one, and while the other stands by or sits by, I tell them to make sure they're projecting good energy within the room and things like that. But so they're getting like a double attunement, right? They're getting double attuned. So you're getting all the sounds, all the things that's calming you, all the things that's centering you and releasing from your body. So I figure that's a pretty intimate setting. So couples would probably...
Can we be your first one?
Okay.
Can we?
So who you gonna do it with?
He over here. The one that I gotta I had to edit out earlier.
The name, she gotta edit out.
Yeah.
I should say it again, so she gotta edit this place.
Yeah, because like, since our meeting, we have been doing...
The house?
What?
Huh?
The person is at the house?
He's over here.
We not, because she gonna talk and say, we just gonna let her, she drunk. Okay, so we have been casting out and then manifesting together with the moon.
Right.
Together since we met. And so I think this will be a really dope experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited about the moon that's coming on 8/8. That's the next new moon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of energy exchange going on. So you guys pay attention to your moons. Pay attention to what your moon is. You can actually
That's actually the day that I want to do it. So you can
What day of the week is that? 8/8.
It's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday. I got you. Just let me know what time and we'll exchange
information. Okay, word. I'm so high.
Let me go and plug myself real quick. So
yeah.
If you need to find me on Facebook,
yes.
My name is spelled Sherika, Sherkia S. Brown. Or I can be reached at 405-326-2716. I just really need maybe a couple days notice, you know, and I'll get you put on my schedule Thursday through Sunday. That's when I do Reiki sessions.
Yes.
So I gotta be real professional the rest of the days of the week.
Okay.
And then Thursdays, Sundays are for me.
Okay. Gotcha. So we doing that on Sunday.
So let me ask this. Okay, your session is for the 8th, blah, blah. Okay, so let me say this. I've known you more than probably half of my life.
Right.
And you've always been extremely, I don't want to say, I don't know if it was more religious or spiritual, but how has religion changed for you since you've changed? Like, how does all that work in it?
We talked about
now,
this.
Awesome question. Look at you coming with the questions.
That's what I'm saying. We and her talked about
it. I like it. Even when you've been drinking, I think you
No, this is rare form, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Rare.
We are appreciating this, but this don't never happen, honey. This shit, she would have been like, Sherika, I known you my whole life, and your teeth look so good, I want to lick them. Like, this is how these sessions normally go, so we're proud right now. You hear me and Tasha? We ain't said shit. You know what I'm saying? We're proud.
Maybe it's because it's you.
It's you.
And she's interested in what you're doing. So let her please.
We're proud as fuck.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. So my perspective on that is I did not grow up in the church. That's the first thing. So I just want to be clear about, you know, when people grow up in the church, they live a certain way for a long time. I didn't get to church until I was in my 20s. Okay. I got married in church. Did the whole nine. I was in church for about 20 years when I was like, okay, I need something else. I was conflicted between singing in the choir or being up on the mountains on a Sunday morning. I was literally conflicted. You know, I had a yoga event that was going on and they were going to go hiking and I wanted to go and I was like, but I gotta sing. And so I just kind of started looking at myself, really started to look at my journey. Really started to look at the people. That's something that people don't really understand. If I'm an energy person, I'm paying attention to everybody and what they're doing, what they're not doing, what they say they want to do, but their life is really not showing
the reflection of what, yes.
Mm-hmm. The outcome, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
We want certain outcomes, but we're not necessarily willing to do the
to
things
do the
to
work.
Get the outcome.
Yep, you're right.
Right, so I was checking myself. I was assessing myself. So my relationship with God has not changed. I would say it's probably gotten stronger and better.
That's how I feel. Yeah. I feel the same way. Yeah.
Understanding that, probably would think that I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff that, oh my God, I'm going to hell and blah, 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 blah.
Because they automatically think it's Wiccan, like you're doing Wiccan and stuff like that, and it's not.
And that's just part of the unlearning what you've been taught all these years. And that's what me and Sherika talked about that when I was there. We had this very same conversation. She said it was a struggle because, you know, people will judge you, but your walk is not their walk. You know what I'm saying?
I call it positive affirmation. And that's what I call it in a totality, because it's your every part of your body, you are being positive and bringing everything in.
And you're being intentional.
Intentional with being it. And so that is why, that's what I call it. So when people are like, oh, you done change or you're different now, it's because I have basically allowed everything positive my body to absorb it.
Thank you for noticing.
And every aspect of my life, which is how I ended up where I'm at right now. It's just refreshing. And then to meet someone who matches your compatibility in that aspect, it's mind blowing. It's different.
That was probably one of the biggest things, because I was out here dating for a little while, and before I got with Stanley, I was dating a guy for about a year and a half. And it wasn't progressing, it wasn't moving. He couldn't really love me the way I needed, because I'm all this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm this energy, I'm all this stuff. And so somebody with me would have to understand that and really leave a space for me to be me.
Yes.
And so he's never tried to change me. You know, he's allowed me to do a Reiki session on him a couple of times. So he allows me to be me. And so that's where my safe space is.
That's awesome.
I think that that's awesome too, and I think that a lot of people need to realize that, like, we naturally unbothered. So the church is the place, but our bodies are the temple. I don't know how many times you've all heard that. And so mind, body, spirit, and soul, we have to become one with ourselves in order to have true enlightenment and true freedom and true just love for ourselves within.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta love yourself before you can love anybody. We've all heard that. Yep. So we all know that faith was that without works is dead. So you have to work on yourself. You have to become whole with yourself. You have to love yourself to become better. And that's what I think. That's why I think that it's important for people to know that you can go to Reiki specialist or practitioners to get the energy release or fulfillment that you need, and not feel guilty about it because you're not getting it from your church home.
That is correct.
Because you have to be able to get it. Just like when you go to the doctor, you're not getting meds from the church. You're getting meds from your doctor. So if you have to get fed,
girl, you get
the meds from the pharmacy, but you doing good, girl. That vodka, white grape, gin is the motherfucker to act ignorant as fuck. I'm talking about ignorant. But motherfucking white grapes are rock.
And apparently,
bitch, you sound like a profound professor. I want to take your course next semester, bitch.
I want y'all to understand, she got her ebony with her today.
That bitch on some other shit today. Because Ebony is a piece of trash.
She fronts for company, trust me. She fronts for company.
She trying to impress you.
She fronts for company, and that's what the fuck she doing. She being drunk, shy, and mal-mannered.
She knows me.
She
knows me. That's why she switched up, because she knows she's safe with me. Yeah, and she knows
what I'm talking about.
The energy exchange is for real.
I believe it, though. I believe it.
We all know that.
Even long distance or through the airwaves, like, I can feel like, I'm not gonna say that I didn't understand it, but I knew that I'm a person who takes on
Sharika. She been fucking spirits lately, so the rest of her speech is gonna be basically guided towards the spirit she's been fucking.
A spirit in my house molesting me. I mean, okay, he ain't been here in a minute, or it ain't been here in a minute.
That's because it finally took over her husband's body. It jumped into Robert Earl, and then boom, bam, here we go.
You know, y'all spiders. But nevertheless, I'm not gonna say that I didn't understand the whole, I just didn't know what it was. And then once I got an understanding of it, it makes sense. That you would be doing that, you personally, because I know you, knowing you, it makes sense that you would be doing this kind of massage or healing.
Yes.
It makes sense, because you're a healer. That's what, before you were healing people's minds and bodies, you were trying to heal kids. and their troubles and their troubles and try yeah. to get them in social work. So it just makes sense that you would manifest that into something bigger than yourself, and now you're able to heal people from within outward. So it just makes sense that you'd be able to do that. And not even trying to get too deep, because I'm going to get emotional, but I know that one of the other women on this podcast needs an inner healing because of everything that she's gone through in life and everything that she does not deserve, but I don't think she projects inside what we see on the outside of her. So I know that she needs that healing within so that she can see what we see of her, and so that she can feel that and see that in her.
Who are you referring to?
We just put in one of the women.
Just me, I don't know.
But this is, and Tasha, I hope you don't mind me sharing.
No, I don't mind at all. I know she probably talking about me. We know each other.
We've been talking.
We talk about all the shit. So
yes, beyond the show.
One of the things I got from her during her session, and I asked her.
No,
I said, when did you lose your confidence? When did you lose it? Pinpoint, because her solar plexus, which is right underneath the heart chakra. Her solar plexus is definitely showed me a lack of confidence, a lack of power, and everything I've always known from her is confidence and power. So I asked her, when did you lose it?
Yeah, because she exudes it to other people, but not internally.
Yes.
So understanding and going back in time and looking at when these things happen, because, you know, and I'm not going to get into the therapy side, but that's what I do as well. So there, we stop developing when we experience these traumas. Mm-hmm. We stop it developing at that age that we experience the trauma.
Right. Yeah.
No matter if it was in your 20s, no matter if you were 6, at that age, you stop developing. So I literally asked her, when did you lose your confidence? Because that was your fire. That was your, and now you just still going through the motions, you know, just living this life that I've never seen from her. That part.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's why yeah. I'm glad that she was able to start the healing process with the session she's going to continue to have with you while she's working on her innards and outwards, while she's working on that to become whole.
Yes.
Which is the goal. Holistic healing.
Yeah,
holistic healing is the goal.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. In essence of the whole world.
Right by anybody else until we right by us.
That is
it's
correct.
It's just no way. You have nothing to give.
Yep.
Man, that video on the shadow work.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the motherfucker. And it goes hand in hand with the book that I'm reading on, I think it's just called Exactly Where to Start.
Yeah.
It's basically.
So, Sharika, I have a question, because I feel like this is, we haven't made long episodes in a while, but I feel like there should be a part two. Can you come back? Can we talk more with you? Can we talk after I have my session? Like, can you come back?
Yes.
Awesome. Can you tell everybody once again how to reach you?
Yes. I want to say first, I appreciate you guys bringing me on. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone as well. And Ebony done tried to make me tear up and all this stuff. You know, we got this connection. I love her very much. I love Miss Tasha very much. I appreciate you guys, because I was so unsure, and I was like, I don't know when I first started asking her,
she was like, now I don't know about no interview. I was like, it's not an interview. It's just you on the phone talking to girls. Like, we just having a girl chat. Like, it's going to be okay. So, yeah.
So, thank you guys for pushing me outside of my comfort zone. But my contact information on Facebook is my name, S-H-E-R-K-I-A-S Brown, Sharika S. Brown on Facebook. My phone number, contact me at 405-326-2716. And I'm just available. I'm here to help us heal. My daughter, she's 22 years old, and when she came home from COVID, from college, she was, the boyfriend went to his state in Detroit. She came home and then the world shut down, right? And She came in the house one day and she was just so broken. My child, as the healer, completely broken. And so I had to figure out how to help her, maybe not in the traditional means that we're used to helping our children and doing for our kids and da-da-da-da. So I had to heal myself so I could be there for her to help her heal when she needed, learn those skills that she needs to get through these things that we go through in life. And so I introduced her painting. This painting, those two paintings right there at the bottom, those are her paintings.
Okay.
She has paintings in her room. So she's learned some skills. It's about learning things to help you get through in a healthy way, not shutting down, not pushing stuff under the rug, but actually addressing. So I'm so proud to be able to watch her go in, take out all that shit that we've been feeding our children. Real life shows us something completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
And help her the way I was supposed to help her so she can make it out here in this world.
Yeah.
So I thank you guys. I'm very appreciative and I look forward to part two.
All right, Ebony, take us out, girl.
All right. Y'all know, like, y'all can follow us on follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. You can leave us a message at 912. Oh, wait a minute. The bitch fucked up the phone number, so you can't call us at 912-434-1414. The number don't fucking work no more. So again, go back to naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com and leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, the show ideas. And
church finger up. Church finger up.
You know how I love your advice requests, so keep them
coming. Ebony, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Who is the bitch that fucked up our phone number?
That bitch.
I don't own the company. I can't help companies go out of business. I don't own the company, bitch. I think COVID is the bitch. COVID is the bitch. Like, it's
to give out the phone number. People use the motherfucking phone number. I like giving them phone numbers so people can call us directly.
Well, give your personal phone number then, bitch. Why you trying to blame it on me? Like,
I got the number.
I got the number. I got the number.
350.
Yeah, the rest of that number, please, because that is not my motherfucking phone number.
912-650, whatever fucking is, I can get it. Now, don't fucking trip. Anyway, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor,
205-718-44,
Audible, YouTube, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Plug
you know
in the rest
where
of
you
the
can
numbers.
Find us. You need to make sure that you can subscribe, rate, leave a review. Select the notification bell so that you're notified every time we update every time we upload new episodes so that you can get an episode by this week. Talking about healing. We need a healing. It need a healing in this place. So let's get it.
You were so profound until you start reading this shit that you said should have motherfucking memorized, bitch.
Shut up, Ho. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, if you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, you can reach out.
Why do you read that shit twice, bitch?
NaturallyUnbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com. Bitch, is that email still available? Can they still go there to fucking get merch? If you can go there, go ahead and click the merch link. Hey, I need y'all to tell y'all whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends. To tune in to Naturally Motherfucking Unbothered.
Tell your spiritual ass friends. That's really spiritual. That's not just saying that shit and talking about Grand Rising Queen.
Grand. To each his own. To each his
okay, own. My bad. No, because we unbothered, Grand Rising Queen. I'm putting it out there. I don't give a fuck. We've been canceled 1,000 times, so cancel
what
us.
What you put out? What's happening?
The motherfuckers that say Grand Rising Queen.
Oh, I know. Somebody on Facebook was addressing that.
She's talking about, she over here being, to each his own, to each his own.
That's how I'm going to start greeting y'all in the mornings. Instead of saying, hey, fellas, I'm going to say Grand Rising, fellas.
Here go a little outro. Here go a little outro, y'all. We don't own the rights. We don't own the rights.
I comes up in the spot.
Why you playing the freaking word?
Because that's the... That's the part.
She telling me whatever she want to get a freak on or whatever. So I'm like, what's up? What you want? I'm going to wear it out or whatever.
Kind of bitch.
The bitch told me she wanted me to shit on her. I might shit on you after I hit it. I won't call you no more. Shit on you like that. talking about though, she want me to cock over her and shit on her stomach. I said, what the fuck am I supposed to do after I shit? I'm supposed to hit that after that? This is wild out. So, boy, after I shit on the bitch, right?
I can't shit on the bitch. After I shit on the bitch.
This has been a great episode, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all reach out. Come on. As soon as I'm here, before I'm going to be here, I'm going to reach out to you so that I can get my energy right. Because my energy got to be right to deal with the bitches I got to deal with when I get
these. Oh, it must be your coworkers, because it ain't me and Tasha. You need an exorcist because of your birthright. Oh, don't blame that on me, Tony. I'm on the phone and fat Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress. Tasha, really?
Oh, well, shit. We ain't got to even be in the
thing. You, I was getting ready to say, ain't you offer that over the phone? Yeah. Because she needed exorcism. She needed exorcism. You probably don't need to be in the same room with the first one you do for her. You don't need to be in the same room.
Hey, you need to take 2 days off after you fuck with her because her chakras is... Them bitches is polluted, tainted. Them motherfuckers is goddamn corroded.
Are you fucking serious with the energy them, you're spewing out? I've been positive energy this whole time. Y'all energy is fucked up. I see the black cloud.
There you go with that y'all again. There you go. Look at the demon. The little demon always running off camera.
Y'all, until next time, it's been another great episode of Now She Unbothered.
Oh, yeah, she